April 28, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Mirage Speak, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradiomirajspeak.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. It is with great sadness and heavy heart that I must ask you to make a dua for Mirab Muhammad's sister Zora Ali, youngest son. Akil Ali passed away. May Allah forgive him his faults and grant him paradise. The Bay family gives our condolences to the family. The Janazah funeral service for Akil Rashid Matthews is scheduled for Friday, April 30th at 1:30 p.m. at the Forest Lawn Cemetery, located at 189 Gillian, Eastland, New Jersey, 08830. Please be on time. This is an outdoor service, so please plan accordingly. While the service is public, the repast is private due to the COVID-19 restrictions. We thank you for your love and support. Now we will open with a short dua, then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulih al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Nations form basically the same way. Our differences as nations can be tied into one understanding, and that is how nations form, and they are formed the same way. The differences are not that big and serious when it comes to the nature, origin of the beginning of nature. If we study the origin, the beginning of one nation, we have the knowledge then to understand the beginning of all nations. Yes. Likewise for civilizations. They don't get credit for this. Man can't have civilization by closing his eyes and working with darkness. He has to open his eyes and work with external reality. Then he can have it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the external reality and man, subject both in the actor and in the subject matter. So he is the creator of both, or the operator, and his subject. He creates a both. And all the subjects or operators is doing is studying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and what works for him, only what Allah has put in his creation. If he gets something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put in his creation, it doesn't work. So that's why the better perception of the beginning of these great civilizations is to see how Allah begins creation, then repeats it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points us also to our own creation, right? Now, we can't see how he began our creation, but we can certainly see how he repeats it And that's all the knowledge we need to know in order to manage our creation. That's all we need to know. Success steps. But now if I'm reading God's words correctly, there is a formula for it. And you can't get that until you get the first. And the first is to want to be righteous, want to be decent, to accept purity in your life. Praise be to Allah. So Qadir, power, is translated power, but it is potential. So the night of power, this is translated power. But that power is potential. That potential for the work God created our life with, the potential for the great work, but not what will free that potential. Pardon me. But know what will free that potential, what will awaken it, what will give it expression, what will release it into the world so that it can cultivate the world, produce. Following that formula, accept purity, accept your Lord like the Holy Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, accepted his Lord. He accepted his Lord by strictly obeying him. Accept your Lord the way the angels accept their Lord, by strictly obeying him in the night. And that obedience will turn the day on for you. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have world influencing control. Now, that might sound simple or ordinary to you, but that's what creates the world. That's what generates worlds. That's how worlds are born. That's the explanation for the beginning of creation and repeating of creation. And you who have intelligence and respecting what I've been saying, you are stranding on a solid foundation. It is just a matter of time before the world will be in your hands. If not in your generation, you will pass it on to your children. It's just a matter of time. It got into me, and look what it has done to me. I didn't know. If I had known that things would happen to me that have happened to these in these late years, I would have not believed it. If somebody told me what was going to happen, I would have laughed, just like Sarah laughed, peace be upon her, when she was told that she was going to give birth to a child in her old age. She laughed because it was ridiculous to hear in her situation, in her circumstance. Well, in my situation and my circumstances as a teenager, as a young man, as a man 40 years old under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if I had been told these things, I would have laughed. I would say, you are stretching it too much. It's ridiculous, impossible. But it has happened in this day and time. Just recently, I sat with the Catholic bishops in dialogue, and I felt as comfortable sitting with him, discussing deep knowledge with him, understanding where he was coming from, and he knew it. That was just common knowledge between us. He's discussing it from his point of view and from his knowledge base. And I'm discussing it from my knowledge base and my point of view. And we are just relaxing, enjoying it. So relaxing, the newspaper the next day carried it in the paper. His paper, The Catholic Influence Time. So naturally, his face was above mine, but that was okay. And they were saying these things. Two representatives of the two great religions discussing differences and showing similarities in the differences. So because he was informed, I'm informed, we were able to take what seemed to have been differences between us and present those differences as not being differences but similarities. The similarity was so strong it dispelled the differences. it caused the differences to disappear. I mean, deep stuff, deep as you are, or as anybody would want to go. So this is what we were discussing. And we were on the college campus, the University of La Crosse, among heavyweights. And they came up and greeted Phil Little E. Man, like he's the scientist of the age. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating anything. That's the way they came up and greeted your imam, saying, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for coming here. So if somebody had told me 20 or 40 years ago, Minister Wallace, in 1996, you are going to be on a campus of La Crosse University of this college, and you are going to be in a dialogue with a bishop, chancellor of the university. He wasn't only a bishop, he was the chancellor. And when you finish the dialogue, they're going to thank you for your wisdom. I said, ridiculous. So Quran Surah 86, Ayat 5, reflect on own creation. The Quran Surah 86, Ayat 6, emitted from between backbone and the ribs. The Quran Surah 77, Ayat 21, sperm in place of rest firmly fixed. Adam created in heaven. So we know that Adam was called the first man, and where was he created? He must have been created or conceived in heaven, right? And then he was put on the earth. So he was created or conceived first in heaven. Then he was put on the earth. So you see, the night precedes the day. If this kind of awareness is in the intellect, then we have the female principle, the womb, in which the urge develops. And the Quran gives it in so many beautiful ways. I will just give you one. It says, and it placed the seed and the womb in a place of rest. In a place of rest. And what was it when it placed in a place of rest? It says, water, min ma'a and dafik, from pulsing fluid water. Min air water, is said, is placed sperm drops of water situated in a place of rest. So the place of rest there is the community or social environment. So when our urge in the intellect comes out in disturbed state, that's given to us as water swelling up, when it comes from that disturbed kind of sensitivity, it is rest. To understand the social life, the community life, that is the beginning of a new birth or a new generation. How wonderful it is. That is the beginning of a new birth or a new generation. So when our minds rest saying, look here, I'm tired, I'm hitting and missing. Where is my place in this community life? Where is my place in this social life? You see? That is where we find ourselves. That's where we are born again. And Adam was conceived in heaven, but as he formed on earth, and that where he got his wife, too, didn't he? The Quran Surah 86, Ayah 6, man from a drop emitted, 40 Hadith, page 25 and 84. Charity, sex. Now, what is sexual intercourse? An urge? So you have the urge. Then you go and you make urges. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's urges. Under the urge, what happens? Spontaneous burst, right? So you don't know when it's going to burst, right? And from the first spontaneous burst, what happens? It rests itself in the dark. And becomes a clot. It goes from water to blood after it rests. The Quran Surah 86, Ayat 6-7, man creates from a fluid sprout Genesis 2:21-23, Eve from the rib of man. And gushing fluid comes with forcefulness. That's the intellect. When you have a challenge, the intellect is forceful. It comes with power. The rib, a flexible bone, protecting the vital organs, symbolic of care, compression, the ability of the individual to be flexible, not rigid. God also says that we've been created from between a rib column and from a flexible one when we find a balance between the two. Don't be too agreeable. Don't be extremely rigid. That's intelligence. Don't be too rigid coming in here, forcing your ideas. Many are a rib that broke connection with the column. Like the curved rib, the straight backbone. The mind is straight and it can bend. It also devious, intrusive, elusive, stubble, clever. God is saying he made you to be clever, able to throw curves. But check it with truth. Don't use tactics unless it's for just the sake. And you can prove you're honorable if you are caught. If I have enemies and I just go into use the spinal column, God says use your intelligence in a way that you benefit from both the stubbornness and the intellect and the straightness. So the Quran, Surah 23, Ayah 14, God created fetus lump, then another creation. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 6-7, man emitted from a fluid. 1 John 5:6, come as water and blood. So this shows the progress for this life. And we are looking at it objectively as concrete physical matter, something our five senses can perceive or detect readily. The Quran says, then he clothed with flesh. Thumma kalikin akhira. Thumma kalikin akhira. Thereafter, another progression, another creation for it. So these are the two creations God's saying, after you are formed physically, you are not complete. That you have to undergo another progression, another series of steps in development. And the second progression will be similar to the first. It will be progression really on the first. So the watery substance will be progress, your spiritual will. Be progress, and you become new creatures in your spiritual life. So spiritual means your life expressed then through material. So the water is basics of life, your sensitivity, and your nature to form spiritual bonds. Don't think of revelation every time you say spiritual. No. Every time you hear spiritual, think firstly of your own nature. And spiritual for a human only means life expressed in the material. So your life expressed in the thoughts and the material, that is what we mean when we say spiritual. You love that is spiritual. Hate that is spiritual. Nasty, clean your whole essentials. All of your life that makes up you, your true self, is spiritual. You are not this body. You express yourself in this. You are what's being expressed in that. So you are what is using this instrument. This is your instrument. You feel secure, spiritual. You dislike that is spiritual, that is nasty. Spiritual, that's clean. Spiritual. So your whole essential life, all of your life that makes up you, your true self is spiritual. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 7, man from between the backbone and rib. Genesis 2, 21 to 22, Eve made from Adam's rib. So in the Bible, we are told that the woman is made from the rib of the man. Here in the Quran, it says human being, not just man. The human person was made from a fluid that issued. Yukhraju, yukhiraju, yakhiraju, means issue, come out from between the rib and the spine, or the backbone. So the rib goes all the way back to the backbone. The come off of the spinal column, it is between the two. So that means where the connection is made back there. So that is what we are made from. So instead of saying the woman is made from the rib of the man, it is saying that both of us, male and female, is made from the connection for the rib and the spinal column back there. It is not just the bone, but more importantly, it is the fluid. So the fluid back there are very delicate. You can get messed up in the brain from just a little damage back there. I understand that to mean that the female is made equal. So they are equally intelligent, not one, a face bone or the other chest bone, or as a Pakistani brother told me, a crooked bone. He said, "Brother Imam, you can't straighten the woman. You can't straighten the woman out. If you try to straighten the rib out, you'll break it." I excused him and I said nothing. I didn't have the time. It couldn't have been said in a few words and I would have to keep him. And he wasn't worth the time. He's coming from Christianity, from the Bible, to say that the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that the woman was made from the rib. I don't believe that. If he said that, then he's going against the Quran. I don't believe that. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayah 1 to 5, Allah created, then gave proportion. So he ordained laws and empowered the soul and gave you sense and moral sense, sensitivity, the right and wrong. So the moral sense is given every creature. But that's not enough. At times, first we are given nature. Then God evolves nature to sense balance, sense and proportion. Then he gives us conscience. So we become conscientious. So we worry about right and wrong of things. And sometimes this isn't enough. In a confused culture environment, we struggle, weep, moan for guidance. Then he blesses prophets with hudan equals guidance. So the Pied Piper is the low culturist influence. So when you follow cultural influences of this society blindly, that said, music, they might be leading you like rats, dogs, no telling what your description might be. Cultural influences have power to lead creatures on a low level. It can catch creatures on a low level and draw you. Pipers are not only for rats. Some snake charmers blow cells out animals and calls out animals. So when dope pushers approach you and ask to sell dope for him, if you do it, You're a Pied Piper, he's the Pied Piper, and you're a rat. You open up a record shop playing Shake the Booty and do the sperm and the worm, and you're the Pied Piper and the rat. So the Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1 to 3, Bukhari, page 1-3, Prophet, Quran, Revelation, squeezed three times. Woman buried 5 raps represents physical form and nature. John 4:18, women 5 husbands. So 5 senses represents our life. That's why when a woman is buried in El Islam, she is wrapped in 5 pieces of cloth, because she represents the physical form and the nature that God created, out of which all life must come, both male and female. So man buried 3 wraps, but when the male passes, is shrouding him in 3 wraps. The prophet, 3 squeezes equal insight, buried 3 wraps, 1 sense, 2 reflection, 3 purpose, then 4 insight. So look at the 5 manifests on a higher level. So we have 5. The flesh body is 1. 2, the sensory body. 3, in the mind. Now 5 should go another distance. And the 5 that goes another distance, while we be able to articulate, we will have 4 insight, will be able to see. And the angels pressed the prophet's prayers and the peace be upon him 3 times. 1, he sensed it, I can't read. 2, he reflect on it, I can't read. 3, purpose. Then something else happened and he began to read. What is that purpose? Man just doesn't want to feel and respond. Man just don't want to see. And the flesh man wants to know, what is this intended for? What is the purpose? Man wants to see into matter, not just on matter. So we are able to see into things and understand their natural workings, understand their purpose in the universe, or in the universal order of things. We are men of science. So baseball, 3 bases get you to home plate. So when you work, so when you know the purpose of a thing, then we are home. Knowing the purpose of a thing brings us home. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, then home. You have to go over 3 to get to home. You don't call home plate 4th plate or base. What does all this mean? 3 of 3, how are you 3 of 3? When you know how to use that knowledge as God intended it to be used, then that knowledge is not mastering you. You are free of the mastery of the weight of that knowledge. So baseball insight is home base. Science burden and enslaved man. It oppresses man, destroys man humanly. Why? Because he is not free of it. He hasn't seen the purpose for it. But in the language of the baseball game, if he can come to 3rd base and jump off of it and get home, now he's at home with the knowledge of 1. 1st place, 2nd place, and 3rd place. In his hand, now he can read. So man is a thinking creature. He reflects. But once you get insight, that's home. Insight will take him home. So because I can use the knowledge of insight to and direct my life, the knowledge of insight is going to correct the problems I have. If this home is a hell, the knowledge of insight will make it a home, right? Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not looking at the world, but looking into it. Insight is what you need to manage your life. And if you don't have it, listen to those who got. Some of us will have other principles that excel, and just because one has insight doesn't mean he's better than the other. Maybe the other has other principles at excel. But all of us must accept rational leadership, sound leadership, Intelligent leadership and man of insight are the best people to lead us. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very male, three wraps. So the male symbols, three. What is it indicative of? It's indicative of the human urge in the male more than the female. Not that the female doesn't have this, but it is in the male more than the female to go out and achieve goals. The male leaves home, domestic life, domestic environment, and he goes out into the wilderness to conquer new territories, new horizons. That's the male factor, so he is going out. Going out is free. How do you get out? To get out, I have to rise above the gravity of my own sensory body. I have to raise above the gravity of my rational body. My own reasoning can hold me down. I have to rise above my own insight, because if I fix myself upon my own insight, that will do away with me. I'll become arrogant, too self-independent. Say, I don't trust other people, thinking myself is the whole world, right? So I have to even go beyond my insight. The Quran dictates how science is to be used. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1, and he created. So when you get insight, you have power. But where is the guidance? It is in the science by itself. No. Wahada, the guidance is in revelation. So when I can see science and then respect revelation and use science and revelation dictates, I should use it, represent what God has revealed, putting my insight below or beneath what God has revealed. Then I have guidance. That's the fourth. One right, get on the mob, get set, ready, go. And the only way we can go is with the Quran, with the Hudan, or the guidance. Kalika fasawwa kadira fahada. Insight is power, kadira. Laylatul Qadr khairun min afishira. Translated, the night of power is better than 1,000 months. So kadira is power, insight is power. But if you don't have guidance of God, that power will destroy you. You will use it for the wrong end. You will blow your head up. You will be destroyed. So bomb, remix, sensory, academic, spiritual. So the earliest teachings in the Nation of Islam about the mother plane were small planes that would drop three bombs that would go down into the earth, explode, and make a mountain high. And right now, it's only a sensory environment. Send down another, now it is an academic environment. Send down another, now it's spiritual environment. Then after a whole, the atmosphere is poison. What poison then? Shortage in gravity that would cut you off from that altogether. You don't care about anymore. The sister with a long dress out doing tricks on the corner. The brother selling dope. Brothers sticking up banks. A goon squad oppressing the people so that they have money coming in from newspaper quotas, etc., right? A shortage in gravity, poison the atmosphere. Khadija, camel, mounted Moses. So the Quran, Surah 88, Ayah 7 to 18, observe the camel, sky, mountain. Genesis 31:34, camel, frontier. Genesis 24:61, Rebecca on the camel. Genesis 32:15, camel, colt, bull. Khadija name means precious. Khadija, may God favor her, or favor be on her. The wife of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, her name means precious. or developing before the expected time for it to be finished. I named my daughter with the permission of her mother, Bakira, and it means the same thing as Khadija, arriving before the time expected, and an early arrival. The expected time for the child to be born is 9 months, so if it comes in 8 months, then some persons will name their child Khadija. If it is a female, Khadija also means a young camel coming before the expected time. So mountain is symbolic of ascension for the intelligence. So Moses went to the mountain to understand the spiritual logic. Camel has meaning in the Quran, it says. See the camel, how they are shaped, and the mountains, how they are raised high. So this is where the camel and the mountains are compared. Mountains is symbolic of ascension for the intelligent. The rational mind going up, maturing and graduating. Moses went up to the mountain. For what? He went up there to understand better, and then God showed him how to perceive better. God taught, showed him the logic. Had he understood the spiritual logic, he received then the Ten Commandments or the revelation from God. And he came down and gave them to his people. When he came down, he had what he needed to order the life, his order, the society for his people. If you don't know that story, I'm giving it to you now. So liberation is organizing people for good life in society. Freedom is to be seen in a community context. He ordered the life for all of his people. He put all the professional people in order, the doctors he had, them organized, them you musicians, you politicians, you workers, you work together. He organized all of the professional people. He was a liberator for his people. So if we go back to the meaning of liberation according to God's revelation, liberating people means to organize them in the right way to have a good life in society. So it is not talking about any one particular freedom. One particular freedom, if you just hold on, the one, it can get you killed, because freedom has to be freedom in a community context. So your freedom can't hurt the community. If it does, it should be outlawed. It should be illegal. These terms are very important. Camel represents ascension, foresight, insight, and great vision. Camel is ascension too. So you ride this camel. You get on top of it. I'm a student of scripture, not because I chose to be, but because God obviously wanted me to be, and I studied the Bible too. And it therein, and in it there is a figure who succeeded in overcoming his problem and getting right with God. And then he goes with his group, his family, and the people who followed him on the journey to the place that God wanted him to go to. The Bible says he went, and he had camels in the forefront, horses and donkeys were in the rear. What is that saying? That he preferred camels over horses and horses over donkeys. So you might not know it, but camels are also fast runners. And because they are so big, they can outrun a horse. And a horse can't run in the desert. His feet are not made for the desert. He will go slow in the desert. Sand will mess him up. The camel foot is made to open up and spread and go softly on the sand. And he can really walk and move on the sand. Desert symbolic of the absence of knowledge. Culture is knowledge established in certain order. So what the desert is symbolic of is the absence of knowledge in that environment, or that absence of culture. So what is culture? Knowledge established in certain order. Knowledge taking certain patterns and forming certain orders. That desert is symbolic of the absence of knowledge and culture and life for the support of society. And the camel can go very well in that area. So what is the camel? The camel is foresight, insight, and a great vision. The camel sees a long ways. The camel is insight, and camel can find water when nothing else on the desert. His humps are filled with water. His humps are water. That is where the water storage is. And it is symbolic of great knowledge and elevated spirituality. And two humps are better than one. Two humps mean you have it in both worlds. The camel is a great figure for enlightenment. He had the camel in front of the caravan. And who was riding that camel? Rachel was riding the camel. Who is Rachel? Rachel is the one who has the bird feathers given by God. The bird can't fly without feathers. It can't lift itself off the ground without feathers. She represents revealed spiritual life and the life of of the ground, and enables her to travel spiritually. Even flies over the mountains. Rachel was leading the caravan, and it said he entrusted to Rachel the treasure. She carried the treasure chest. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 3 to 5, shine in the sky, the earth itself. So God wants us to look at the whole life that he created, plants, animals, and yourself. God says there are signs in the heavens, there are signs in the earth, and also signs in you. So look at everything for the sign of God, so that you read the message of God in the natural creation world and benefit from it. The Quran, Surah 88, Ayat 22, profit not wonder over your affair. One King 4:25, each man under own vine and fig tree. So in the Quran, a verse says, have not been sent as a warden over your affairs or a manager of your affairs. You have to be responsible for yourself. It says the obligation on you is only to deliver the message plain and clearly. And this religion is all about helping us to take charge of human life. God created for us, and you just can't accept to have charge for just your personal life, because your personal life is going to interact with other life. So your personal life is going to engage itself in the market square or with government or whatever, or be responsible for the traffic law, etc. So the Quran, Surah 89, Ayat 22, angels come, angels will come in clouds. Luke 21, 27, Son of Man will come in clouds. So the book says that the Son of Man will come in the cloud of the heavens. It didn't say he will come in a clear sky. Clouds of the heavens means that the thing that you look for as the heavens will be hidden from your view by clouds. And the speaker or the man who will come to bring you that understanding will come in those clouds. What does that mean? It means that he will address the cloud in the religious world, the confusion in the religion world. Now, it's easy to just ignore that confusion Yes, they will. To hell with what the parting of the Red Sea meant. Forget about that. Forget about what the cow. And all of these confused ideas, concepts, and religion. So the book says, as the sun shines out of the east, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So we know the sun first appears in the east, and then it lights and moves toward the west. Is that right? So as it rises, the light moves from east to west, and soon it's high enough that light gets all of your way from the eastern horizon to the western horizon. And we don't see a break in it. So this is how the book says that truth in religion will come. Understanding religion will come in this way. Eyesight comes gradually like mental insight. So God naturally, gradually opens our eyes. The natural way, he graduates, pardon me, he gradually opens our eyes. He doesn't do it all of a sudden, and we see everything. And there was a natural expression that is a lesson designed in our own nature that it shouldn't happen that way. A person who stays in the dark for one day has to gradually come out of into light. He may just open his eyes slowly, but the person who stays in the dark for 1 year, he has to move out physically into the light slowly. 1 year in the dark, and it will take you a long time to adjust your eyes to the light. If suddenly the light hits your eyes, it will blind you. Well, the further you are from truth, the more patient you should be with the coming of the light. Some of us want our eyeballs to be right on the sun. The Quran, Surah 82, Ayat 27. Pleasure, the self comes from pleasing God. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayat 27 to 30, soul pleasing God and self. The Quran, Surah 26, Ayat 89, bring to Allah a pure heart for all of this to grow and grow with force and be stable and constant. People, we must sacrifice our own pleasures for the sake of pleasing God or pleasing Allah. That's the only guarantee for really pleasing yourself. It is in sacrificing your pleasures to please Allah. So when you do that, then pleasure comes to you. There is an evil, no immoral thing or intention that is troubling your life that can't be removed with just this one instruction. Put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above yourself and everything else. All the corruption, the evil, the jealousy, the envy will get out of your life. So this is the key. But we can't get ahead if we envy each other. If we have no just cause to deny the person the situation or the station that they are on or they earn, except that we want it for ourselves. We can't get anywhere like that. We have to become people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goodness. And whenever goodness goes, we're happy to see it go if it's going up and to better place. We cheer goodness on to higher and better places. The corruption, lies, selfishness, we hate to see that go up. But let us cheer the goodness on, whether it is or somebody else, whether it be an African American or a Sudanese or a Nigerian or whatever it be, by a Syrian or a Caucasian or a hunky from the South. If he's good, cheer him on. Tell him to go on, man. and we will truly be successful. Success by pure heart brings to Allah a pure heart. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on and on and on, and strengthen our faith and clean our faith, perfect our faith, give our hearts totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the end, dear people, the same thing that gives birth to the intelligence, that is the influence, healthy growth of the intelligence, will be needed to save the intellect. And believe it or not, the thing that gives healthy growth to the intelligence, that also serves the intelligence with the intelligence goes, when the intelligence goes corrupt, it is a pure heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to him with a pure heart. That's for our salvation. I hope you understand. Prayer, sajda, heart above brain. So when you put your forehead on the rug to make sajda, tell me which is higher, the brain or the heart? The heart is above the brain in our most submissive position. The brain is down and the heart is above the brain. That tells us that if we want to submit to God, you have to put your heart above your intelligence. Oh, Allah, bless us with perfect faith. Save us from the temptation of this corrupt society. Make us love our al-Islam and make us love Muslim life. Make us love the pure Muslim brothers and sisters. Make us decent, strong parents, decent community people. Make us a light in this troubled African-American society for a rebirth of the people who have long been denied or dead. Amen. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 28. Pleasing Allah himself. So the greatest pleasure is the pleasing and knowing that you are responsible to your Creator and you are doing something credible in the eyes of your Creator. That's the greatest pleasure. Dear beloved people, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. I repeat, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. So when the new life is born, it is born here out of the great travel, great pain, great suffering. Hudanus, ancient Greeks, and Legion. So the Greek people, as we know, once had great civilizations, but something happened. They created so much material comfort that leisure became a factor in their lives. And since their minds had already fastened to the fall on the sciences, denied of the environment, they had grown old and had left that stage of youthful curiosity. They wasn't serious anymore. So they were vulnerable and they were open to influences. Leisure, time, recreation. Now, leisure sometimes works to a people's advantage or as well as to their disadvantage. So when the mind is alive, leisure comes to your advantage because at that time the mind is like the mind of an infant or a little baby. The mind is very curious. So the mind is very excited in its environment. His intelligence or intellect is alive, hungry, and he is using that leisure time to recreate himself. So what we call recreation today once was recreation. How pleasures operate in our life. Sleeping is natural. Sleeping is going to revitalize your metabolism, right? But look, you go to it liking it. No one wants to face death, but we can all die at night because we know it's not permanent. We know sleep is going to feel good, even discharging waste matter. If you recall, or if you give it a thought, there was a pleasure involved. Why? Because that is a function that is vital for the support of your total life. So the Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 30, soul at rest into my garden. Bukhari, page 2, 250, Bilal's footsteps ahead. The relationship between the heart and the brain. So if you have something worthy of being respected as supreme, then address the matter in the house. Address the master in the house. Let the master reply to your message. Don't bypass my intelligence and say we want your heart to respond. Yes, my heart will respond, but my heart does not like to respond unless it is accompanied by its master. My heart is ready to respond to good things, the decent things, the right thing, but my heart doesn't like to go first. My heart says, "Are you awake, Master, in the light tower?" And if the heart gets no reply up there, then the heart will feel its way. But the heart is feeling its way with the original intelligence that it inherited from Adam. The heart will say, well, the master was born October 30th, 1933, on a Monday, has gone to sleep, and I'm confronted with a situation. I have to have light. The heart says that he's asking me to judge this message of the baby of Bethlehem, and the lighthouse is not on. Because the baby was born in October 30, 1933, is going to sleep. So I have to now go back to my inherent nature and consult with my first master. I have to consult Adam. The heart says, what is this now? What is this? What is this? It doesn't strike me as being right. The heart is capable of intelligent speech. So this is not Reverend Woodhart. This is not Reverend Fishhart. This is not Bo Diddley's heart. This is the heart of Adam speaking. And it says it wants understanding. Haven't you heard the expression they say, foolish heart? Do you recall that song, My Foolish Heart? That implies that some hearts are not foolish. So the heart is capable of responding intelligently. But some hearts are foolish. Why? They are tricked. They are deceived. They are hoodwinked. They are influenced out of their normal responses. The heart is not in an ignorant piece of flesh. The heart is an intelligent piece of flesh. It doesn't have to have book knowledge. It doesn't have to go to college. The only thing it has to do is to stay real, stay natural. And that heart can deal intelligently with matter. It can't compute calculus. It can't plan the direction of us for constructing this building, but it can tell us when somebody is coming down and when they are not. It can tell us when we are about to throw ourselves in trouble. It has that kind of intelligence alert in it to protect the human being from bad decisions. So the heart is capable of intelligence. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Before we close out, it is with great sadness and a heavy heart that I must ask you to make dua for Murad Muhammad's sister, Zora Ali, youngest son, Akil Ali, passed away. May Allah forgive him his faults, and grant him paradise. And the Bay family gives our condolences to the family. The janazah funeral service for Akil Rashid Matthews as scheduled for Friday, April the 30th at 1:30 p.m. at Forest Lawn Cemetery, located at 189 Gill Inn, Eastland, New Jersey, 08830. Please be on time. This is an outdoor service, so please plan accordingly. While the service is public, the repast is private due to the COVID-19 restrictions. We thank you for your love and support. Barakallahu Gadeem, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Maraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us. Please make a prayer for our beloved brother that passed away. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.